So my friends, on this Laetare Sunday, this fourth Sunday of Lent, we are given this beautiful line from the letter to the Ephesians in that second reading. And it was actually the title of, I believe it was St. John Paul II's second encyclical. God is rich in mercy. Our God, the God that we believe in, is a God who is rich in mercy. God loves us. And as we're going through our Lenten journey, as we're seeking deeper conversion in our own lives, conversion is not something that we do from our own initiative. I'm going to start out and I'm going to convert. Rather, God is so rich in his mercy toward us that it's overflowing. It's abundant. He wants to pour out his mercy upon us. God is the one who acts with this total generosity toward us. When I was in seminary in Rome, there was a very rich man from the United States who wanted to take his daughter to an area called Cinque Terre. It's a nice kind of area along the sea. And so he wanted to take his daughter there, but before going, he wanted to go on a scouting expedition. And so he treated three seminarians to an all-expenses-paid weekend in Cinque Terre. He didn't speak a word of Italian, if we would kind of translate for him and learn the good restaurants and find our way around so that when his daughter came, he's an old pro at this place. Oh, I know this. Oh, this is the restaurant, right? And we basically would do all the scouting work and he'd pay for it. And I remember that trip very well because I was in charge of making a lot of the arrangements. And for example, he said, I'm paying, just find the best hotel and I'm paying. And so, okay, there you go. So I did what most seminarians would do. Seminarians live on very frugal budgets. And so I booked a nice single room for him. And then the three of us shared a triple. And he got very angry at me over that. He got very angry. He's like, I'm paying, and he's very wealthy, right? You should each have your own full single suite room. And then like out at dinner, again, as a seminarian, and even as a priest being conscious of like, oh, here's some meals that look good. That's a gigantic number next to that meal. I'll settle for the pasta. But again, no, he was just like, no, let's get the best, right? Because when I come back with my daughter, I want to give her the best. And so we got to try these things out. We're going to the Michelin star restaurant. This man was not just wealthy, he was generous. And that's how God is with us with mercy. And maybe sometimes we want to be stingy. God, I'll take a little dribble of mercy if you don't mind, or I'll take the triple room in the back of the hotel. No, God is generous. He is super abundantly rich and generous in his mercy toward us. He wants to forgive us of everything and anything that we've ever done wrong. There's no sin that's too expensive for God to forgive. He's rich in mercy, and he's generous toward us. So generous, in fact, St. John tells us just how generous God is. God so loved the world. God so loved the world that he sent his only Son so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. God so loved the world. Whenever the lie creeps in that God is angry at me, that God wants me to go to hell, God wants to condemn me, God is that angry hall monitor just waiting for me to mess up. And then when I do, God can say, see, I told you how terrible you are. I want to spend heaven alone. Like, no, that's not the God we believe in. God so loved the world. The Father is so rich in mercy that he sent his only begotten Son to die for us, to pay the price for our sin. God pays our debt. The Son of God, God Himself, dies for us. He pays the penalty of our sin. He pays our debt out of love for us. He wants to forgive us. And so, if we've been hesitant, you should go to confession sometime during Lent, and maybe it's been a little while. Maybe it's just been since Advent, that's fine. Maybe it's been a year since last Lent, fine. Maybe it's been 2, 5, 10, 20, 30, 50, 60, 80 years. Okay, God is rich in mercy. We don't have to be afraid. We don't have to be afraid at all of approaching God's mercy. He's generous. He loves us. He loves us so much. He sent His Son to die for our sins. But there's a sad fact that, therefore, many of us don't want to accept that. Not just many of us here in church. Hopefully we all want to, right? But many people, they just don't want to receive that. Because St. John goes on in that same line. This is the verdict. The light came into the world, and the people preferred darkness. The light came into the world, but people prefer darkness. They prefer sin. They prefer shame. They prefer to just be left all to myself. I prefer to think that God hates me. I want to hold on to my sin. And how foolish is that? But that's the thing. If we think for some reason, God can forgive anything. All we have to do is open our hands. Let go of our sin. Just let go of it. Just receive. But if we kind of close in and we hold on, I prefer the darkness. I prefer to be abandoned. I prefer the shame of my sin. I can't be forgiven. That's the only thing. If I say I can't, no, my sin is so terrible. I can't possibly be, I won't ask for forgiveness. I can't be forgiven. Then we prefer darkness when we get into that mindset. God's rich. He's rich and He's generous. And He wants to forgive us. This is the gospel message. This is the God we believe in. Not the angry God waiting to judge us, but the generous, loving God who wants to receive us back. And when we've run far away, it's a good idea during Lent, if you get a chance, pray with the prodigal son in Luke's gospel. Go to Luke's gospel, get your Bible at home, go and just read the prodigal son. It's a great Lenten thing to pray with. The son runs far away, and the dad is so happy when he finally comes back to his senses and receives him back into the house. That's us every time we sin. We run away from God. But then God is our good dad who's rich in mercy. And He can't wait to receive us back. So, my friends, if we have been hesitant ourselves to receive this mercy, or in an apostolic way, if we know someone in our life who doesn't want to receive mercy, who wants to hold on to their sin, well, we got to go preach this gospel. God is rich in mercy, and He so loved the world so that He gave His only Son, so that everyone who believes in Him might not perish, but might have eternal life.